And here, I don't know anything. Then Rukmini telling to her Sakhi, Madhavi, Madhavi Dasi, she looks like she has lost her lover. She looks, she is in very distress. If in a distressful condition, she looks so beautiful, so effulgent. Just imagine, normal condition, how beautiful she would be. Then out of compassion, Rukmini said, oh, Satyabhama, you don't be worried. As soon as Aryaputra will come back, I will offer you in his hand. But Satyabhama doesn't know who is this Aryaputra. Who is Dwarakadhirisi? She has no idea about this. She said, oh, my dear sister, please don't pronounce these things. I am being a brata. Until that brata finish, I don't want to see any male person, what to speak of seeing any male person, I don't want to hear any male person's name. Please help me in this regard. I am doing a special brata. When Rukmini heard this, she was very happy. She told Madhavi, what I was thinking, this girl is asking for that. It's very good. Okay. What to do? You go call Navabrinda. Munda in Brindadevi has appeared there as Navabrinda to take care of Navabrindavan. So Rukmini said, Satyabhama, no problem, I'll take care of very nicely. Very nice Navabrindavan, Basanti Chatushala is there. My best Sakhi, Bakula Devi is there, she will take care of you. I'll send you there. Then Rukmini sent Madhavi to bring Navabrinda. So Navabrinda came. When Navabrinda came, she was wearing one yellow sari, Navabrinda. As soon as Satyabhama saw yellow sari, which Krishna wears yellow garments, immediately she would tumble. Her hair stand on the end. Then Navabrinda asked, hey, what is happening? What is happening? By seeing the yellow things, why your body is happening? You look like a kadamba flower. Then Satyabhama trying to hide her feelings. So Satyabhama said, no, no, I have a sister that looks like you. By seeing you, I remember about my sister. That's why I'm feeling ecstasy like this. She managed. Then Rukmini introduced Satyabhama to Navabrinda, She's just like my younger sister. You take care of her nicely. Let her stay in Basanti Chatushala. Then when Satyabhama is about to leave, she offered her respect to Rukmini, said, oh my dear sister, please sometimes come and look after me. Don't forget your sister Radha. So by mistake she pronounced Radha. She doesn't know that. She's not supposed to say, but she is Radharani. So by mistake, don't forget your sister Radha, little bit Radha. And she remembered, oh, I should not supposed to say, she controlled. Then immediately required, what you said? Then Satyabhama realized, I'm doing a big mistake now. Then she said, no, no, I was telling, you are my Aradhika, means you are my worshipable, Aradhika. So of course, why Chandravali, who is in Rukmini, she will imagine Radharani is here, so his whole story is different. So nobody recognized, they did not recognize each other. Then Radharani, Satyabhama was taken to Navabrindavan. From here, Navabrindavan pastime will start. Very interesting pastime, very complicated pastime. I will try my best to present to some extent, not fully I can present, I beg your mercy, so that I can remember to explain these things to best of my capability by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas. So Navabrindavan, Bakula Sakhi is there, Navabrinda is there, 우리 석대마마 석대마 feeling so much separation from Krishna. She is crying and crying and crying. And she is telling that now, where is possibility of Krishna? Surya Bhagavan told in Navabrindavan, you have good fortune, but where is Krishna? Krishna is there in Mathura, and I am here so far. She is lamenting like this and is feeling so much strong separation. Her body is like so hot burning. In Navabrinda said, Bakula, she is feeling so much separation. Put some lotus leaf so she can lie down, she can cool her body. Then they put some lotus leaves and Saktivama lie down there. So much strong feeling of separation, immediately those lotus leaves dried and become powder. So much separation, heat of separation. So in this way they are trying to pacify Saktivama in so many different ways and she is just lamenting. At one point Saktivama said, by the instructions of Narad Muni, in my father's house, I used to worship one deity. Then she described how the deity, the blue color deity standing in three bands, then she peacock feather for in a flute. So I want to worship that deity. So in the meantime, Rukmani Devi, she had received some gift from Sachi, wife of Indra, some cloth, some ornaments. So out of affection for Satyabhama, she had sent all those ornaments and cloths to Satyabhama. So when Navabrinda gave that cloth, ornaments to Satyabhama, Satyabhama became very angry. Said, I am burning in a fire of separation. What is the use of all these ornaments and nice cloths? You think I will enjoy all these things? I don't want any of these things. Then Bakula said, no, you keep it, you use it to worship sun god. No, keep all these things. So that kept that paraphernalia. So when they saw that Satyabhama feeling so much separation from Krishna and she said also, I was worshipping a deity like this. Then they brought Satyabhama. Navabrinda and Bakula, they brought Satyabhama to the kunja. In that kunja, Vishwakarma had placed a beautiful form of Krishna. And when Satyabhama saw from the distance that deity, she started to cry, wow, you are here. I am searching you for you so many. She is thinking is real Krishna standing there in the kunja. And she went a little more closer. Then Satyabhama saying, "Ho Navabrinda, Bakula, what happened to him? Why he has hand but not embracing me? He is not smiling at me. What happened to my Krishna?" Then Krishna had a blue lotus flower on that deity. What happened? Krishna, you are wearing such a nice soft blue lotus flower, but your heart has become hard. So hard, you don't look at me, don't smile at me, don't embrace me. Oh, now I understand. Because on your chest always this stone is there. Money, cost of money is there. Because of that, your heart has become a stone also. But you are wearing such a nice soft blue lotus. You have blue lotus, soft blue lotus. Why are you holding this hard bamboo in your mouth? I should take out this bamboo from your mouth. Then Satyabhama proceeding to take out flute from Krishna's deity. Then Bakula thought, it's not good. Bakula said, oh Satyabhama, you are thinking he is as soft as blue lotus, but he is very hard, like blue safari, because that deity is made of blue money, jewel. You got sack, how soft is the body? When Satyama touched the chest of the deity, it's very hard. Then he said, it is not Krishna, it is deity. She felt very disappointed. All this time she was thinking, I found Krishna. So she felt very disappointed. Even if she felt very disappointed, and it is Krishna's deity, with a lot of love and affection, she started to decorate the deity. She's crying, her hands are trembling, putting nice tilak to Krishna, wearing yellow cloth, nice garlands. When she was decorating like this, at one point, they realized that Madhavi is coming. Madhavi Sakhi entering to the Nava Vrindavan. So Madhavi Sakhi, they realize Madhavi Sakhi is coming, then Bakula, Nava Vrindavan, let us go away from here. And just about to go away, the Madhavi reached there. The Madhavi saw that Satyabhama has this standing there with next to Krishna's deity. And Madhavi picked up blue lotus flower garland, and the smell came to Satyabhama. Satyabhama started to tremble like this. No? So Madhavi is saying, Satyabhama, why are you trembling? By seeing this blue lotus? No, I am trembling because I went to Jamuna, and Jamuna I saw many dark snakes. By seeing this blue lotus, I remember about that. That's why I'm trembling. And Nava Vrinda said, well, you saved the situation. They're good. Then the Sakhi, Rukmini Sakhi, Madhavi said, Rukmini, send me here to see about you, what is happening. Then all of them, they left. Madhavi left, Bakula, so they all left. In the meantime, Krishna has entered, very interesting pastime, into Nava Vrindavan with Madhu Mangal along with him. First they went to Jamuna. On the bank of Jamuna, they saw that lotus leaf where Satyabhama was lying. By seeing that, Krishna told Madhu Mangal, the sea, some Birahini Prayasi, some beloved who has been separated from her lover, must be sleeping here. Some intense symptoms I can see. Madhu Mangal said, it could be. He doesn't understand what is going on. Nobody knows also. So they are just roaming around in Nava Vrindavan, Krishna and Madhu Mangal. When they are roaming around, at one point they came to this kunja where Krishna's deity dressed by Satyabhama was there. Then Krishna said, Madhu Mangal, just look at this. This Vishwakarma is so expert. She has not created Nava Vrindavan, she has created my beautiful deity also here, who looks just like me. And Madhu Mangal said, yes. By seeing this form, I think he is my friend. You are not my friend. You don't look like my friend. And that deity is dressed like a cowherd boy. So you don't look my friend. He is my dear friend. Then Madhu Mangal saying, it looks like some girls have decorated this deity with so much love and affection. Krishna said, yes, I could see that girl has so much love and affection. When she was decorating, she must be trembling because she has put tilak, not straight carved tilak on this deity. And when she must be crying because all this dry chandan has become soaked with water. Many anomalies Krishna could see where he could understand that these girls must have so much love and intense devotion. So when they were looking at the deity, then they could hear little distance somebody saying, oh, come this way, come this way. Bakula, Nobrinda, Saptama, there little distance, that come this way, come this way. Then Krishna said, Madhumangal, it looks like these girls are here. They'll come here. You do one thing. Let me take all this dress, so I'll put on this dress. And you take this deity outside this group Kunda and hide it somewhere. Let me see how much love and devotion these girls they have towards me. So Madhava says, yes, it will be very good. So he took the deity outside the Kunja, hide somewhere, and he also hide, Madhava will hide. And Krishna immediately put on the dress, dressed like a cowherd boy, and under the Kadamba tree, he's standing there, motionless standing there. So after a few minutes, Navabinda, Bakula, they approaching, Satyabham also there. From the distance, Krishna deity. They notice, by the time they notice deity, when next time they come back, then Satyabham is saying, he looks so attractive. I get more attracted towards him. Then said, Bakula, can you see? His broad chest, so beautiful form. Then Bakula said, yes, the deity looks so attractive, you are not so attractive before. Navabinda said, Bakula, you are also hunted like Satyabhama. By seeing a deity, they are thinking, is it even a person or what? So then Krishna also watching. Krishna is standing there now, Krishna watching Satyabhama. And Krishna is thinking, where this Radharani is here, how she come here? And Krishna is saying, thinking, oh, this Vishwakarma is so expert. Not only Nava Vrindavan he has created a Maya Radharani here also. A magical Radharani to satisfy me. And Krishna started to cry. She is crying. So Satyabhama says, oh, see, the deity is crying now. So deity is crying. By that time Satyabhama approaching more closer to Krishna. Then when Satyabhama came closer to Krishna, Satyabhama was very emotionally asking the deity that is the original form, okay? Original form is a bimba, reflection is pratibimba, okay? Understand? So Satyabhama asking the deity, or reflection, or pratibimba, how is your bimba doing? It's your original form, how he is doing? Everything is okay with him? So when Satyam asking this deity, then the deity started to speak. Said, yes, everything is okay with your bimba. Especially by seeing you, everything is okay. Especially you are asking the welfare of the bimba, everything is okay. When he said, speak, then Satyabhama said, oh, Navabinda, Bakula, just see, what happened? The honor, dead matter had become living. Now he is not only crying, he is speaking also now. Then Satyabhama went more closer. Then Krishna doesn't understand. She is Radharani, his thing is a magical statue. And Radharani thinking still, he is a statue also, all these things happening, she is thinking, I have become mad, looks like, you know. Why all these things, very inappropriate things happening here. And Krishna becomes so much moved by seeing Satyabhama. She is thinking, who is this? Kanchana Latika. As if a golden creeper is moving, golden vine is moving here in front of me. So Krishna so much moved, at one point saliva, hot air came from his mouth, saliva came from his mouth. Then Satyabhama said, just see, from his mouth, saliva is coming. Narayana said, oh, why don't you go and wipe out his saliva? Out of affection, Satyamata took her sari, wiping out Krishna. When Krishna, but that is not the deity, original Krishna, when Krishna got the thoughts of Satyabhama, he could not control himself, he fell down there. When he was stuck standing, then he, behind him there is a kadamba tree, become like this, now lean to kadamba tree. When he leaned to kadamba tree, that time Radharani fainted. So when Radharani fainted, then they could hear peacocks shouting, screaming, flying everywhere. So Navabinda said, some danger is there. Navabinda said, Devi Rukmini must be entering to Navabindavan, otherwise why this peacock is shouting, screaming? So let us immediately take Satyabhama out from here. So they took Satyabhama and so fainted and took to hide somewhere. They took I and they left. When they left, then Madhumangal came out from his hide. Madhumangal said, oh my friend, you did good action. Nice natak you did. So when they're talking like this, and Krishna feeling his separation, Krishna, where is that magical Radha statue? I cannot bear myself, control myself. I have to see her again. Where is that magical statue went? Krishna lamenting. So when they're lamenting like this, Rukmini Devi arrived there. Rukmini, Uthi, Madhavi also there. And Rukmini Devi saw Krishna. But he saw Krishna. What are the specialities he saw in Krishna? What is the specialty he saw in Krishna? He was dressed by cowherd boys, but he was dressed by that cloth. That cloth which was sent by Rukmini to Satyabhama. You understand? Rukmini had received some cloth from Satchidevi, and that cloth he had given to Satyabhama. And Rukmini saw that Krishna is wearing that cloth. So Rukmini realized some gadabadi is there. So Rukmini has understood. She has understood Satyabhama has met Krishna. But Krishna doesn't know who is Satyabhama. Satyabhama doesn't know who is Krishna. They don't know each other. But things have become to some extent clear to Rukmini. So Rukmini telling Krishna, oh my dear Swami, today you look very happy, you look very jubilant, because you have met your new lover, new beloved. You have met your new beloved. And Krishna replied, say, no, Rukmini, don't say new beloved, I have met my old beloved. You understand who is old beloved? But after saying, when he said, I met my old beloved, then Rukmini very surprisingly asked, old beloved? Who is your old beloved? So very surprised, who is your old beloved? Then Krishna realized that he did a mistake, no? And Krishna said, oh no, I mean old beloved means all this nice Vrindavan, all these creepers, no? They are my old beloved, these creepers. The golden vines, they are my old beloved. But Rukmini knows that Krishna is trying to hide. Then Rukmini said, oh, these old creepers you met, that's why you're so happy. All these old creepers gave you this garland, old creeper gave you this garland? This necklace garland? Then Krishna has to become more careful. Krishna said, no, Madhumangal collected some flowers from the wild flowers. So Madhumangal made this wild flower garland and gave to me. He's trying to hide more and he's getting more exposed because Rukmini knows. Then Rukmini, oh Madhumangal, you're so expert. But this cloth Krishna wearing, you must have made that cloth, no? So by this time Krishna understood that Rukmini must have seen all these things. So why is talking like this? Why she is talking like this? Then after all this exchange, Rukmini said, okay, I don't want to disturb your enjoyment. I'm going to my palace. Then Rukmini went back to her palace. But Krishna realized Rukmini is angry. Rukmini is angry, upset. Then Krishna told Madhu Mangal, Devi is very angry, you have to go and pacify her. Then Krishna went to Rukmini's palace. Very affectionately, Rukmini, I love you so much, please don't doubt me. Whatever you want, I'll give you. Tell me, how can I please you? No? What you want? Then Madhavi said, oh my Lord, what is lacking here? My Devi has everything. By your mercy in Dwaraka, what is there? Anything else to receive from you? Everything we have. But one thing Devi wants. What she wants? Then he said, there is one Hansi, one swan was flying, and there is one flowers the swan was carrying, Sura Saugandhik flower. The flower fell down. And Devi wants that flower very much. If you can bring that flowers, then Rukmini Devi will be very happy. And Krishna said, okay, no problem. I'll bring that flower to make you please. Whatever necessary, I'll do that. Then Krishna told Arjuna, let us go. We have to get this Sura Saugandhik flower. You remember? Sura Saugandhik flower. So Krishna went with Arjuna to Khandavaban forest to collect this Sura Saugandhik flower, this special lake. This flower is only the celestial flower, not an ordinary flower. It is available in Khandavaban. Krishna went with Arjuna. So Arjuna was looking, running after deer. So when he was running after deer, then they saw two birds, one Rajahansa and one parrot. They are sitting in one place, and all of a sudden one eagle came, to kill these two birds, killing these two birds. So Rajahansa crying, Rajahansa telling to this parrot, oh, we are so unfortunate, now we will be killed. I will not have that fortunate to eat Mrinala. Mrinala is the stem of this lotus stem. But I used to eat in Kanda Jagya of Radharani. Kanda Jagya of Radharani. Just remember this sentence. Kanda Jagya of Radharani. Then parrot also started to say, oh Rajahansa, I will be killed. I will not be able to attend anymore. This is Radharani, Radha Jagya. Then when Krishna heard, what is this bird talking about Radha? Immediately Krishna rescued these two birds, Rajahansa and this parrot. After rescuing them, Krishna and Arjuna, they are proceeding, just walking in the forest, Khandavaban. At one point, they saw one old lady coming towards them. Then Krishna asked the old lady, who are you? What are you doing here? The old lady said, I am Sabari, a tribal old lady. I take care of this Rajahansa and parrot. They live in a lake. That lake is very auspicious lake, which has manifested due to a special sacrifice, yajna. And that lake produced the Sura Saugandhik flower. On the bank of that lake, there is a tree which produces very nectarian fruits. And these two birds, they survive, they live upon eating the nectarian fruits. And I take care of these birds. Then Krishna asked, who was doing the sacrifice? Then Sabari said, there's one Tapasini. The Tapasini, she is doing one vrata राधा मनोभीष्ट साधन व्रत, राधा मनोभीष्ट साधन व्रत, शी इज लिविंग इनसाइड दिस लेक, दैट व्रत इज कंप्लीटेड एंड शी हैज कम आउट, शी इज अ न्यू व्रत एंड शी इज स्टेइंग इन दिस खंडवन एंड डूइंग हर व्रत. Then when Krishna heard that Radha Manavishta Sadhana Vrata, then Krishna became more apprehensive. Birds are telling Radha Jagya, then Krishna asked Sabari, can you meet that Tapasini? Sabari said, yes, yes, you go that cave you see. She lives in that cave. Then Krishna went to that cave. And when Krishna went to that cave, Krishna saw from that cave, when Tapasini came out, she is wearing tree bark, matted hair, all over her body, the soil and mud. No, she is chanting there, she is chanting on beads made up of rubies. When Krishna approached, and this lady got up and came and fell on Krishna's feet and started to cry and cry and cry. Say, oh, I'm so fortunate. I'm able to see you again. How fortunate I am. But Krishna not recognizing her. Who she could be? Who she could be? She was Visakha. She said, you don't know me? I am Visakha. Visakha had come to sun planet and Khandavan she has been this tapasya. Radha Manavishta Sadhana Tapasya. Then when Krishna saw Visakha like this condition, Krishna started to cry. Krishna later on explaining to Satyabhama, when he saw Visakha in this condition, with sadness, hot tears came rolled down from my eyes. And happiness, cold tears also rolled down from my eyes. Immediately I embraced Visakha. And by my special mercy, I gave her nice body. Then Satyabhama said, oh, you have seen Visakha, where is Visakha? I have to see her. No, 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 you can't see her now. You have to wait for some time. Visakha was rescued, but was not, she was brought to Dwaraka, she was kept hidden some places. So Lalita was kept hidden. Visakha is not discovered, but kept hidden somewhere. Then Krishna came back with Sura Saugandhik flowers, lot of Sura Saugandhik flowers. He came back to Dwaraka with Arjuna. Then Krishna sent with Madhubangal, I think. With Madhubangal he sent all these flowers to Rukmini. So Rukmini has prepared very nice garland. When Krishna will come, she will offer to Krishna. In the meantime, the royal counselor, Uddhav, he has disclosed the secret to Krishna that who is this lady who is staying in our Vrindavan. Her swarup has been manifested. And Satyabhama also has been told who is this. But till that is, she is thinking, Satyabhama thinking, the king of Dwaraka. So Bakulasakhi told Satyabhama at the beginning, you don't feel sad. As soon as Rajendra will come, I'll tell him about you. Even if Rukmini will become angry, no problem. I'll tell you about you to him. But Satyabhama became very angry. Don't burn him again telling same and same things. I don't want. I said, he's very beautiful. He's Lord of the three universes. Satyabhama, let him become very beautiful. Let him become as great as possible. But I want only Brajendra Nandan. I don't want anybody else. Then Bakula said, Navabrinda, please explain her. Don't you believe that Rajendra is the Brajendra? So no, I don't. Said, here people they tell. He was the Brajendra. He was the Ramachandra. He was the Upendra. And Satyam said, let him be whatever he is. I don't care. But my mind is only there. With that cowherd boy, I don't want anybody else. So then at one point, the truth was revealed. So by now, Krishna knows Satyabhama and Satyabhama knows Krishna. But Rukmini does not know. One point Rukmini coming to Nava Vrindavan, entering Rava Vrindavan Sri Madhavi, saying Madhavi Sakhi, I'm feeling so sad. Where is my Sakhi Radha? She is lamenting also. Chandravan is lamenting. Where is Radhani gone? Because last night when Krishna was sleeping, midnight she woke up, she is just chanting Radha, 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 she is lamenting so much. Where did she go? She doesn't understand Radharani is next to her. But it was revealed by Uddhav to Krishna and Satyabhama. So that day, Krishna wanted to meet Satyabhama, but she has to get permission from Rukmini. So Krishna came to Rukmini's palace, and Rukmini by that time had prepared very nice garland, special celestial flower. Who remembers the flower's name? Sura Sogandhik flower. And when Rukmini saw, said, Madhavi, Madhavi, just see, the Aryaputra is coming. Bring me that garland and offer to Aryaputra. When Krishna appeared in front of him, her, very happily, Rukmini offered that garland to Krishna. Then Krishna very affectionately speaking to Rukmini, in different way, very affectionately, oh, I love you so much, you don't understand, you are my life and soul and every way. Then Rukmini said, let this garland decorate your chest next to Kaustubha Mani. Then Krishna said, yes, my darling, this garland will be there only in between you and me. There is nobody else's place is there. Next to this garland will be you and me. In between you and me, this garland will be there. Nothing else will be there. Then Rukmini felt very shy. She put her head down. But later on things will be revealed. Who is coming in between? Then when on the due course of discourse, at one point Krishna said, Rukmini, I have something to beg from you. Oh my Lord, why you have to beg? Just order me. What will please you? Whatever will please you, I am ready. You have to give me permission. So there is one tapasvini, one ascetic tapasvini, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am to meet her. You have permission for that? He goes, yes, if you are pleased. No, who I am to give permission? No, he can go. So Krishna says, oh, I got permission now. No, I can meet the person. With that permission, then Krishna left. So that evening, Krishna entered to Nava Vrindavan. The first meeting after long time, so much separation. The Satyabhama Radharani saw Krishna and Krishna saw Radharani. Just imagine that meeting is so much exciting. There is so much loving memory, they are talking. In fact, when Satyabhama first saw Krishna, she could not move, she could not come to embrace him. She just stunned, become like a deity, stunned there. Then when they come to external consciousness, they are seeing this beautiful Vrindavan, the memory of Vrindavan, everything there nicely. And then they are going from group to group and talking with each other. Previous memories, Krishna telling, oh Radharani, oh Satyabhama, please pluck some flowers, arrange some garland for me. I will pluck some flower, make a nice crown for you. Very loving exchanges was going on. And this, when they're talking like this, gradually, they reached in Jamuna River. By the time they reached Jamuna River, at one point, where Radharani, Krishna was embarrassing Satyabhama, so Krishna's Kaustubha Mani or necklace was scratching this garland, Sura Sangadhi garland. At one point, the Sura Sangadhi garland cut, separated, fell into the river, Jamuna River. When fell into the Jamuna River, nobody cared, but immediately they saw one Hansi, one bird came and picked up that garland and flew away. But they saw bird is flying away, but they saw the bird is flying towards the Antapur, the palace of Rukmini Devi. They said, "Hey, hi, hi, what is happening? What is happening? Why this bird is flying towards Rukmini Devi's Antapura, her palace?" Then, okay, she has gone, and bird flew. Then bird went, and the bird threw that garland in front of Rukmini Devi. Then Rukmini Devi, she is very innocently thinking, "I gave it to Krishna." So Krishna wearing, for somewhere, this bird got this prasad and got this Krishna. Immediately Rukmini picked up and put on her neck. "Oh, this is the prasad of Aryaputra, Aryaputra wearing." Then Madhavi was standing to Rukmini, next to Rukmini. Madhavi said, "Yes, Sakhi, your Aryaputra's prasad you got through, but I can get some other smell from that flower also." "So what smell you get?" "So I feel some prayasi smelling is there, some prayasi smell is there." Then Rukmini said, "Oh really? That means Satyabha must have wore this garland. I will not wear that garland what she has been wearing." And she took and threw that garland. So nobody recognized what is happening in between. Then one time, in between what has happened, the grandfather of Satyabhama. Who is the grandfather of Satyabhama? Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma, grandfather of Satyabhama. Because he has sent, Vishwakarma has sent two boxes of gifts, dress, nice dress and ornaments. One for Rukmini and one from Satyabhama. Two dress, and it is written. He has told her, "This box is from Satyabhama and this box dress is for Rukmini." So Bakula Sakhi brought that. Rukmini and Madhavi sitting said, "Vishwakarma has sent two boxes of gift, one for Rukmini, one from Satyabhama." Then Madhavi said, "You give me these two boxes. I will send it to them. I will give to them. You don't be worried." But Madhavi thinking, the Vishwakarma loves Vishwakarma's granddaughter Satyabhama. Vishwakarma must have given the best quality cloth to her. So what I will do? I will give that box to Rukmini. And Rukmini box I will give to Satyabhama. So as a result, what has been done? Rukmini got Satyabhama's dress. And Satyabhama got the opposite box. So one day, Rukmini, she put on this dress. Whose dress? Which is the dress of Radharani. So she went to see Krishna. That time, Krishna was in Navabrindavan. Krishna was in Navabrindavan. And Satyabhama was there with Navabrindavan. And when Rukmini is entering, Navabrinda is there, Satyabhama there, Krishna there. And Satyabhama could see the Rukmini is entering. But immediately Satyabhama hide herself behind one mango tree. What tree was that? Mango tree. You have to remember this, mango tree. Then Krishna seeing, Krishna saw. Whom she saw? Rukmini, but Krishna did not recognize his Rukmini. Krishna is thinking, Satyabhama. No. She thinks Satyabhama. She is very confused. So she is trying to speak to her, like Satyabhama. Oh, I love you so much. You are my dear. Oh, that Rukmini thinking, oh, Krishna loves me so much. But actually, Krishna is not addressing to Rukmini. Krishna is Satyabhama. But Navabrinda could see the problem now. Krishna is now confused. No? Actually, that is Rukmini. And Navabrinda, she used her intelligence. She took one Ketaki leaf. On the Ketaki leaf, she wrote, Krishna, that whom you are thinking is Satyabhama, that is not Satyabhama, that is Rukmini. So she sent this letter to a Ketaki bird. The bird went and dropped in front of Krishna. And Krishna read that, wow, you saved him from big problem today. And Rukmini progressing. But Rukmini thinking, oh, Krishna loves me so much, he's glorifying me. So she hide herself behind one tamal tree. Behind mango tree, who is there? Satyabhama. And behind tamal tree, Rukmini is there. Then Madhava telling to Rukmini, Rukmini, Devi, can you see your double second is standing there behind the mango tree? So confusing, no? So then after some time, then Satyabhama got caught, red-handed caught. Then when Rukmini came from behind this mango tree, tamal tree, Krishna was so confused. Krishna saying, Satyabhama, you are hiding behind the tamal tree. How are you coming from behind the mango tree? So all the dress is confusing so much. And Satyabhama felt so embarrassed, so awkward. So she just left that place. No, she did not stay there. She could not stay there. Then Rukmini also realized, Rukmini doesn't know she is Radhani, she is some other lady. Then Krishna realizing this, so when all this meeting is going on, Krishna again and again seeing and confusing. At one point Krishna also left. Then Rukmini asking Madhavi, do you understand what is going on? Yes, I understand very well. This, your Swami is very crooked, very cunning personality. And Rukmini is saying, yes, that is symptoms of the intimate loving relationship. That's why he is behaving like this. So after this talk, this much, then they also left that place. So I will end here. So that you digest this much, whatever I said. I will not go more to confuse you, but there is no confusion. It's very clear. Now Navabrindavan pastimes has really started. What is this pastimes? In this pastimes, the interesting thing is, what I have realized, how the special characteristic differs from Vrindavan's pastimes. Interesting thing to mark here, in Vrindavan, Radharani was married, Krishna was not married. So Radharani had fear and hidingly come to meet Krishna. So Krishna is absolute truth. So he has to understand all the rasas. So here in Navabrindavan, Krishna is married. So he has to come hidingly to meet with the Radharani. So That justify the writings of Srila Rupa Goswami. So there is no contradiction. Whatever he has revealed through his spurti or happen, whatever it is, but it justifies the philosophy. But as absolute truth, Krishna has to experience everything. So in Vrindavan he went through that experience, but he is lacking what experience Radharani is going through. Being married and hiding. So he is now married. So he has the fear of Rukmini, so he is releasing the same rasa. Sat Rasa is going on here and coming to meet with Satyabhama Radharani in the hiding form. So that is Navabrindavan. Krishna moving in Navabrindavan. Pandu with Radharani, there he saw that famous pastimes you all know, that Krishna saw his reflection. By seeing his reflection, Krishna saying, Kahas chamatkara kari. What a beautiful personality. Krishna is so attractive that he wants to embrace his own reflection. So that's why Shastra says, Krishna is atma parjanta sarvachittahara. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describing Krishna's attractiveness, akarsaiti Krishna, but how much attractive he is, what he attracts all Brajavasis, not only attracts all Brajavasis, all animals and birds, they are also attracted towards Krishna, so much so, Brihat Bhagavatamrita describes when Krishna goes for grazing cows and after evening time he comes back, all the animals they come with him. They stay whole night there until next day morning Krishna come out, then again they go with Krishna. So that much attractive is Krishna. Not only animals and birds, the animate, inanimate, when Krishna plays on his flute, Jamuna river, flowing Ramana river stuck, become hard, mountain starts to melt. That is attractiveness. Not only Brajavasis, not only animals and birds of Braj, not inanimate of Braj, Krishna is so attractive. If denizens of heavenly planets, they get attracted also. And what to speak of denizens of heavenly planet, even if Lakshmi Devi, Lord Vishnu's Bhaksha Vilasini, most chaste lady, she gets attracted. And Prabhupada is saying, what to speak of Lakshmi Devi, her husband Vishnu also gets attracted to Krishna. Yeah, the example is given when the Sahasra Sri of Vishnu has stolen the sons of Brahman, then Krishna went with Arjun to find, went to Jamaraj, he is not there, then searching, went to Vishnu, asked Vishnu, why have you stolen all these children, this Brahman? Then Vishnu said, actually I wanted to have your darshan, that is the reason why I did like this. So that is example is given by Acharyas that Vishnu also got hankering to take darshan of Krishna. And what to speak of Vishnu getting hankering to get darshan of Krishna, Krishna himself has hankering to get darshan of himself. So that pastime took place here in Navabrindavan, and Krishna was going, walking through it, and he saw in spatik, stone, pillar, his own reflection. He got so attracted that he wanted to embrace his own form. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describing, this is the meaning of Atma Parjanta Sarvachitta Hara. He can attract everybody's heart, and so attractive that Atma Parjanta, his own heart also gets attracted. So that is the reason Akarsayati Iti Krishna. He can attract everybody by sweet pastimes. Venu Madhurima, Rupa Madhurima, Lila Madhurima, Premnath Vyajika Madhurima. So sweet pastimes. Jai Navabrindavan ki, Navabrindavan pastime ki, Tod Pramanande Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Sri Srimad Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj ki. Thank you all very much. I can see you all are drinking this nectar and rejuvenating yourself in your spiritual practice. How many of you would like to see such kind of narration should continue for many, many days? So you want this to happen for many days?
Yes.
No, we'll keep you in suspense. Not this time, okay. Since Maharaj has started this program this year, definitely I personally am feeling very enlivened by such kind of program. And in future we expect many devotees from all around the world will come and take part in such kind of rejuvenating program and be enthused to help, assist Prabhupada in spreading his movement as yesterday, last night Srila Jaipataka Maharaj was telling us. So if you feel that we can continue with this program, not only in this year, maybe years to come, we all may want to disappear from this place, but other devotees will also come, and we can create, we can set a standard for devotees for the years to come and enjoy this nectarian pastimes of the Vedic literatures. Then if you have some suggestion how we can continue with the following years, if you want to share with your realizations and suggestions, you can come forward and talk to Maharaj personally, or if you feel like you can share with me, then we will see how we can go about it in following years. Yeah. Yes, so Maharaj is saying now, this is a good time to bring to your attention that since you all are coming and eagerly listening to these narrations, so now you are hearing from the speakers. The speakers have expressed their eagerness to get comment from you all. Now you all can prepare your comments on the last day, on 27th, Maharaj. So we can have a feedback session. We would like to hear from you. You can, they can stay here or they can give writing form. Okay, so on that day, on 27th, we'll have a feedback session. 10, 2 o'clock. So you can mentally get ready for that to come, so that we can progress on our journey. Thank you all very much. Oh, okay. So then today's afternoon, we expect to see you here at 4 o'clock. His Holiness, Loknath Maharaj will speak on Sri Krishna and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then again, starting at 7 in the evening, with His Holiness Raghunath Swami on Chaitanya Leela, and then we will end today's program with His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj from 8 to 9. Hari Bol. So now you can go for prasadam, lunch prasadam, 2 o'clock. Hari Bol.